The Public News Service Daily Newscast, June the 13th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. The Biden administration is dispersing $11 billion in loans and grants for rural electric cooperatives to go green. Details now from Eric Tigetoff.
The programs are designed to ensure rural co-ops have the resources to deploy clean energy technology. Head of the Oregon Rural Electric Cooperative Association, Ted Case, says co-ops in the state run largely on clean energy thanks to hydropower, but notes the state's grid needs more transmission lines.
We're going to need additional ways to streamline the process, and transmission is very expensive. So these types of resources, these types of federal funds, whether it's grants or loans, they're going to be really important going forward to just try to meet the energy needs of this country.
The funds are from the Inflation Reduction Act Congress passed last year and will be administered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
The National Rural Electric Cooperative Association was part of the discussions on shaping the program. Now for The Guardian, Donald Trump expected to be represented at his first court appearance to face federal criminal charges by two of his existing lawyers that, despite trying to recruit a local Florida lawyer willing to join his defense team, instead, The Guardian says the lawyers making the appearance with Trump will be the top former prosecutor Ted Blanche and the former Florida Solicitor General Chris Keyes, who is already working with Trump. Efforts to find new lawyers were unsuccessful. And lawmakers in Congress have reintroduced the PASTOR Act, which is designed to ward off people's growing resistance to infections. More on that from Edwin J. Vieira for Soundbite Services.
PASTOR stands for the Pioneering Antimicrobial Subscription to End Upsurging Resistance Act. It aims to improve use of antibiotics through investment in developing medicines to address the most harrowing infections and to ensure these drugs are easily available for those who need them. David Hune with the Pew Charitable Trust notes passing this bill is important because of how this issue touches every corner of modern medicine.
If somebody gets a hip joint replacement surgery, those patients are at risk for receiving those procedures of developing infections. And if we can't treat those infections, we are jeopardizing not only the effectiveness of that surgery itself, but in some cases, the life of the patient.
Despite legislative gridlock on other issues, Hune is confident this will become law before the year is over. Kelly Eddy is a young Vermont woman living with cystic fibrosis. She's convinced passage of the PASTOR Act would mean she'd have more security in the future, that if she needs antibiotics, there's less risk of them not working.
So it would just mean that new antibiotics would be developed at the same time, and the old ones would be conserved and used in a way that would slow down the growing resistance.
The bill has received strong bipartisan support from both chambers of the Congress. This is Public News Service. If you have been to a Wisconsin park, chances are you have noticed the presence of geese. Their populations have trended upward, and animal rights advocates urge municipalities to take euthanasia off the list of mitigation strategies.
Mid-June is considered a key time for cities to carry out elements of their control plans, because that's when geese lose their flight feathers and grow new ones. Mary Telfer with Alliance for Animals says places like Madison and Maquonago have turned to lethal options at various points. They round up geese and either euthanize them at meat processing plants or through gas chambers, actions she calls cruel and inhumane.
These are highly intelligent birds, and they have a strong family structure. They mourn when they lose a partner or a family member or an egg.
The group urges local agencies to stick with other strategies like habitat modification. I'm Mike Moen.
Meantime, President Joe Biden has designated new national monuments in Nevada and in Texas. Some in Arizona say it's time to do the same for the Grand Canyon region. Alex Gonzalez explains.
Just last month, U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland met with politicians, community leaders, and members of the Grand Canyon Tribal Coalition. They're urging the president to protect 1.1 million acres of the Grand Canyon region and watershed, using the Antiquities Act to make it a national monument. The area is home to cultural sites of at least 12 tribes and nations. Sierra Club Grand Canyon Chapter Director Sandy Barr says this would allow a layer of protection that prohibits mineral activity.
For the national monument is to protect that region from uranium mining, to protect the watershed, protect the groundwater, in the region.
Boris says the designation would also help protect wildlife corridors and threatened or endangered species, including the California condor, Mexican spotted owl, and the Ficaizan plains cactus.
Finally, Shantia Hudson lets us know, like many rural states, Alabama struggles with a dwindling workforce of primary care physicians.
But osteopathic doctors, or DOs, are trained to focus on a patient's lifestyle factors and prevention of disease and injury. Dr. Robert Kane heads the American Association of Colleges of Osteopathic Medicine. He says their schools and residencies are targeting the needs of rural areas.
Our DO schools have shown themselves to be high producers of primary care physicians who stay in the state where they are trained. Our philosophy is sort of draw from the local area, train in the local area, and then try to keep them in the local area.
Alabama currently lacks around 3,000 physicians.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Here are some radio stations, big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.